במיטתי כבר שבוע ביקשתי את שאהבה נפשי ולא מצאתי חיפשתי בין כל רחובות העיר העמוס השקרים הזאת ולא מצאתי צעוניה שומרים מסובבים בעיר החאובי כמעט ולא מצאתי אותו מחלופה ממנו עד שאביו אל תוך עירי אל בית אמי ואל חדרי אל מיטתי הנך יפה ראיתי וספתותייך חודשני שינייך לבנות כמו אור הלבנה מזאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה ניסית על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי כבר שבועות ביקשתי את שאהבה נפשי ולא מצאתי חיפשתי בין כל רחובות העיר העמוס השקרים הזאת ולא מצאתי הצעוני השומרים הסובבים בעיר החאובים כמעט ולא מצאתי אותו אך לא הרבה ממנו עד שאביו אל תוכרי אל בית אמי ואל חדרי אל מיטתי יפה ראיתי וספתותייך חודשני שינייך לבנות כמו אור הלבנה מזאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה ניסית על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי הנך יפה ראיתי אני נגנב משתי עינייך ששרפות אותי כאש אל אהבה מזאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה ניסית על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי
כן במטה שתדע גנצ'צה ולתון עטפו וסרסיק את עצה כן במטה שתדע גנצ'צה ולתון עטפו וסרסיק את עצה אם השיר דבר עשיה דון ביטה זירפן היה שי זיקת עצמת
שסופות אותי כאש על אהבה מזאת עולה מן המדבר מארץ רחוקה ניסית על כנף ציפור גדולה הגיעה לביתי
And welcome to another edition of KZSU's Lunch Special here at Stanford University's radio station. Every Monday between noon and one, we present another professor or Stanford community person. And today, from the Eva Chernoff Loke, senior lecturer and coordinator of the, well, let me just get this straight. Today on this show is Vered Shemtov, and she is the Eva Chernoff Loke senior lecturer and the coordinator of the Modern Hebrew Language and Literature Program, co-director of the Jewish Studies Center and Middle Eastern Languages Literature Program, and welcome to KZSU, Ms. Shemtov.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if you could get real close on that mic.
Okay.
And welcome. Have you been to KZSU before?
No, that's my first time.
And how long have you been here at Stanford?
10 years.
Wow. Were you surprised to see the basement studios we have down here?
Yeah.
All right.
It's amazing.
It's very nice to have you. And you brought some, kind of an eclectic mix of music today.
Yeah.
Would you say there's a theme to it at all?
No, just things that I like, songs mm-hmm. that I like.
And have you ever been on the radio before?
No.
Okay, don't be nervous. The hour goes by real quick, and it won't hurt when you get out of here.
Okay.
I promise. Kind of like the dentist's office, you know? Except you won't get Novocaine or anything, so. Who was that first song?
This was Idan Reicher. Idan Reicher was on campus this week here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and met with Stanford students. He's one of the most popular artists in Israel, and my favorite.
And you're from Israel, aren't you?
And I'm from Israel, yes. I've been here now for almost 20 years, but originally from Israel.
You went to Cal?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour a little bit, but find out where you sit when the big game happens in November. But that's another thing altogether. Why did you play this fellow?
Well, first of all, because it's one of my favorite songs. And also because Idan Reicher is really, for me, the sound of Israel. He includes music from different ethnic groups in Israel. So what we heard here was both in Hebrew and it was also Ethiopian music. He includes music from Iran, from Yemen, from different places where there are Jewish communities that kind of immigrated to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
This specific song is based on a text that is from the Song of Songs. Mm. So a biblical text, but he added some lines to it and included some kind of modern Hebrew colloquial language with a poetic text of the Bible. It's beautiful.
And so it sounds, the way you described him, his popularity in the Middle East at least, is he's kind of like a rock star?
In Israel,
like
yeah.
What would be a rock star here? He's kind of like that in
yeah.
Israel.
Yeah.
And does he travel throughout the Middle East too, or just mainly stay in Israel?
Unfortunately, he cannot travel to many places in the Middle East, but he travels around the world, Africa, United States, Europe, travels a lot.
And they like him in Europe. I mean, they know about him in Europe. He's popular there?
Yeah.
Wow, very cool.
And he said, well, in Israel, his Israeli music, and when he travels, he always, people define him as world music, so.
Yeah. We in the West tend to do that. You know, anything that's not from the USA, we call world music. And really, everything that isn't American music is music from the rest of the world, isn't it?
Right, but I think he feels that he's doing specific music from a specific place and not necessarily world music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our guest for the hour today is Professor Vered Shemtov, and she is, it's a long title, but she's the lecturer at the, she's the Eva Chernoff Loke Senior Lecturer and the coordinator of the Modern Hebrew Language and Literature Program at the Middle Eastern Languages and Literature Program. Also the co-director of the Jewish Studies Center here on campus. What do we have up next?
Next one is Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, well, again, something that's related to biblical text, David's story.
Okay, let's hear Leonard.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. הופ תל אביב, יאללה אלה מרמלה. כל השכנים משחקים על המגרש. אולי מכל הדיבורים יבוא שלום אינשאללה. אולי אחרי הכל יקום פה דור חדש. לא צריך לדום, צריך ללכת הלאה. זה קצת יחב אבל שווה את העבר. מה שהיה היה עיוור אותנו ככה. הילדים צריכים עתיד חדש. שיושבים למעלה וגם לא את אלה שמבדילים בין אלוהים לאללה. יאללה מה קרה, אתם לא רואים מה קורה פה מסביב? עכשיו זה זמן של כל ילדי רמאללה תל אביב לא לקחת חלק בטיפשות של הפוליטיקאים בלי עיניים שרצים בזיגזג ולגעת בשמיים. אתה תמים וזה טעים, עוד לא נגס מהחיים וכבר נשאב למוות של טיפשים. כבר מויס למלחמה, הוא כבר ילדון של נקמה, יהרוג ילדון אחר כי לא תמיד היה חסר. לא לומדים להתבגר, לומדים להתגבר, לא מבין מה מחפש את האשמה, מוצא את דימה אדמה. תל אביב, יאללה אלה מרמאללה. כל השכנים משחקים על המגרש. אולי מכל הדיבורים יבוא שלום אינשאללה. אולי אחרי הכל יקום פה דור חדש. לא צריך לדום, צריך ללכת הלאה. זה קצת יחב אבל שווה את העבר. מה שהיה היה עיוור אותנו ככה. הילדים צריכים עתיד חדש.
سلام عايش بوهام ولا طايح ضايع شكله شكله غلام لساته طفل صغير عايش بمنام وكلمة امل وجيل صغير تكفي مع الايام. لا يا حبيبي تخليهم مش يضحكوا عليك انت بتقرر مستقبلك بين ايديك. خلي الامل بقلبك والكراهية تحت اشريك. ابني حياة جديدة هي فتح عينيك لانه مش يوم الوضع رح يتغير. الحواجز بين الشعبين تتكسر ولا حد فيك ولا مرة يقدر يدمر. يخرب عليك بس الحقد رح يدمر.
بالمستقبل جيل يكون هو الأول.
شيل مبادر اللي وراه شيل يجيب علاقة بين أطفال رام الله في العبيد.
هوب تل أبيب يلا إلي مرمالة. كل الشخنين مسخكين على المجرش. أولاي مكل الديبورين يبو شلوم إن شاء الله. أولاي أخي أكل يكون قدو خلاش. لو צריך لدوم צריך ללכת הלאה. זה קצת יחב אבל שווה את העבר. ומה שהיה היה עיוור אותנו ככה. הילדים צריכים עתיד חדש.
That was Balkan Beatbox, and they're a current band on the scene. And that song chosen by my guest today, Professor Vered Shemtov. And Professor, why did we pick that song? Why did you pick that song?
Because it's a song.
And that band, too. Are you going to see that band tonight?
Yes, so they are performing at the Fillmore tonight.
Is this a plug for them? Are you trying to get fill up the show for them?
No, I actually don't know them. Just heard about them recently. And this specific song is about Ramallah and Tel Aviv, two places in Israel. One of them populated mostly by Arab Israelis and the other by Jewish Israel.
And these guys are from Israel, huh?
They're working in New York now. And they're working with different people from around the world.
And this will be your first time seeing them?
Yep.
And you obviously like their sound, or you wouldn't have bought the ticket to go, huh?
Right. I like their sound, and I like the Fillmore, too. And the next song is actually B.B. King, The Thrill Is Gone.
Hey, now why did you pick that?
Because it's just one of my favorite songs.
Wow.
I heard it also at the Fillmore last year when B.B. King performed there.
Really?
That was great.
Well, let's play it. BB's always fun. Here's a little BB King for your afternoon listening pleasure.
Thank you.
B.B. King on your Monday afternoon. Some blues in the afternoon. And here with Professor, I'm terrible at pronouncing names, Vered Shemtov. And Professor Shemtov, why? Well, you did see B.B. at the Fillmore, and you mentioned that. And that was refreshing, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was really great. But I have to say, one of the best things about working at Stanford mm-hmm. is that I learn something new every day, and I never know what it's going to be. And so just speaking here with you in between the songs, I learned that this song was originally performed by and written by somebody from Oakland, right?
Yes, a guy named Roy Hawkins.
Can we maybe hear the original?
Actually, yeah, we have a copy of that. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, well, here's the original Thrill Is Gone.
The thrill is gone. Gone, gone away. Yes, the thrill is gone. Gone, gone to stay. Baby, you've done me wrong. You'll be sorry someday. The thrill is gone, gone, gone from me. I still live on, lonely though I'll be. Yes, that old thrill we knew. Nothing but misery. Time I met you, baby, you weave your magic well. But now I can forget you, 'cause I'm free, free from your spell. The thrill is gone, gone, gone for good. Baby's all over. I carry all that's understood.
The original version of The Thrill Is Gone, and Professor Shemtov, you just found that out.
I just found it.
I really like what you said earlier about being here at Stanford. You've been here 10 years now, and near the around the bottom of the hour, we always get into what our guest does here in the Stanford community or on campus, and so we'll talk about that a little bit. But that was one of the reasons I've been here, the 20 years I've been here at the station, is every time I come here, I do learn something new, too. And it amazes me the kind of stuff that goes on around here, because there's never a dull moment at Stanford, is there?
Nope.
And you were born and raised in Israel, and you went all the way through high school there, and then you broke and you came to Cal, to Berkeley, to study.
Yeah, actually, the next song is about immigration.
Can we talk a little bit about your journey here, though, just for a minute?
Yeah.
And at Berkeley, you studied. Oh gosh, here it is. Here's where I got
literature.
Yeah, comparative lit and Hebrew literature.
Yeah, my focus was on Hebrew.
To the point where you got your PhD in it.
Yeah.
And it's not always normal for one to go to undergrad at one. Normally, one would go to undergrad at one school and then end up getting their PhD usually somewhere else, right? It's not. Is it common that somebody would stay at the same college for the same university for the all the way through the PhD program?
No, I did my undergraduate studies in Israel, Tel Aviv.
Oh, okay. So you went to college in Israel.
I did go to college in Israel.
Where did you go?
Tel Aviv University.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And then you came to Cal for your PhD work.
Yeah,
your,
then I started post-grad. My master there and then moved here and did my PhD at Berkeley.
And what did you pick Cal? Did they pick you? How did that work? Why did you come to Berkeley? Of anywhere in the world, you could have gone.
Well, I applied to Yale and Berkeley, mm-hmm. and everybody told me that Berkeley, the weather is better. So I came here.
Well, very cool. And once you got out, you made it to Stanford immediately, huh? That was 10 years ago. You just came over to Stanford. You've been working ever since.
Yes.
And you work, you got quite an extensive, it's not a title, it's your work, but you're involved in the Eva Chernov Loki Senior, you are a Eva Chernov Loki Senior Lecturer and the coordinator of the Modern Hebrew Language and Literature Program. And that's part of the Jewish Studies Center? No, the Middle Eastern Languages and Literature Program.
Right.
Okay. Well, can you speak a little bit about that, about your work as an Eva Chernov Loki Senior Lecturer?
Yeah. I teach Hebrew. Usually one beginning class a year and the advanced classes. And I teach Hebrew literature, and maybe my favorite class is a class that I teach together with Professor Khalil Barhoum about the Jew in Arabic literature and the Arab in Hebrew literature. What else? I teach a class about land and literature every other year.
Mm-hmm.
And I also write when I have time. So I
you publish papers? Do you write books?
Yeah, I finished now one book about meter, rhyme, and ideology in Hebrew literature.
Mm.
So it's kind of related to music.
Is it an academic book?
Okay. And now I'm working on a second book on a place in Hebrew literature. Geographic and literary, kind of the different concepts of place, both geographic and literary, mm-hmm. in Hebrew literature.
Now, outside of the Bible, the Old Testament, because that's definitely Hebrew literature, right?
Yeah, but I'm working on contemporary Hebrew literature.
Okay, but Hebrew literature goes far back as well, maybe not Greek, but I mean it's one of the deepest languages on the planet, right? It's pretty old
from the Bible, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess your studies had to take you all the way back to that, didn't it?
Yes, and the thing that I like best, I think, about Hebrew literature is that Jews were in exile in different places, and there were Jewish communities in Iraq, in then Babylon, in Spain, in many, many places around the world, Italy, and in each place a different literature developed. And so we find influences from Arabic literature, from Italian literature, from French, from Russian, in different periods and in different communities.
That's very interesting, because I don't think there's another people that got spread out so far and so wide on the planet that they had a common language, but yet, like you said, they got other influences. And so each different region had their own kind of special literature that brought in some of the other influences too?
Yeah, they brought influences, but they also continued to write in... to preserve some of the traditions that developed in other places. So
of the places they were in.
Yeah, before. So, for example, after some of the Jews immigrated from Spain to other places.
Oh.
they continued some of the traditions that and the conventions of Hebrew literature in Spain.
And in your studies, did you study about all these different situations that that the Hebrews found themselves in?
Yes, because I looked at the way that the rhythm in the poetry changed and the meter throughout the history of Jewish of Hebrew literature, but my focus is really on contemporary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and it goes on today too, doesn't it?
Yep.
And it's it must be pretty prolific because the Hebrew nation, and it's not just in Israel, is it?
It's not, but the center of Hebrew literature now is in Israel. Mm-hmm. So not a lot of Hebrew literature is written outside of Israel.
And I guess you're kind of part of it now that you're writing books about it, huh?
Well, I'm writing about it. I'm not writing literature. So okay. I am and I'm not.
Yeah. Our guest today is Professor Vered Shemtov, and I've announced all her work here at Stanford, and I bet you're happy to be here. And like you said, the weather was better than Yale, right?
Yes.
Very cool.
I still miss the really hot days in Israel sometimes. The summer in Israel is great.
Well, just head a little south from here. Actually, they might be getting warmer around here as we get into these next summers, too. You never know.
Right.
What do we have up next for the folks?
So the next song is about immigration. It is a song by Yael Naim, who's also Israeli, but singing in English. It was actually part of a commercial, an Apple commercial, so some people might know it.
And Apple computers?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's called New Soul, and it is one of my daughter's favorite songs, Maya. And Maya was born on the day of the big game, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Another Stanford-Berkeley connection for me.
Have you been to the big game?
Nope.
Okay, so you can't answer the question of which side you would sit on.
No, and usually at the day of the big game, I'm just celebrating Maya's birthday again.
You lucked out.
Yeah, because it's usually the weekend of her birthday. Yeah.
Very cool, because yeah, you don't have to make that choice about, because you went to Cal, but you work here at Stanford, and so
right.
It's a big game, you know, everybody's got to make a choice, you know, whose side you're on. Okay, well, let's go ahead and play this song, and is this kind of a tribute to your daughter?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear, finding myself making every possible mistake. Happy end, come and give me your hand, I'll take you far.
never knew, so I came to this strange world, hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and love feel, finding myself making every possible mistake.
I tell you, this song I think is a good one. It's a good follow up to Rebel, because after I did, this is what I encountered. Streams of my lifetime, pools of fascination in my sleep, cooling off the fire of my longing, warming up my cold within his heat, bouncing down the walls of inhibition, evaporating all of my fears, baptizing me into complete submission, dissolving my condition with his tears. It's just like the water. I ain't felt this way in years. It's just like the water. Passing through my senses, he's prevailing, floating through the space of my design, drowning me if I find my inside sailing, drinking in the mainstream of his mind, filling up the cup of my emotions, spilling over into all I do. If only I could get lost in his ocean, surviving on the thought of loving you. It's just like the water. Causes my expression to remain humbled on the mountain by his presence, washing my intentions with his name, sealing all the floodgates of his passion, saving all his liquid for his own, rising me to satisfaction. In my imagination alone, got a soul to be for hours and hours, drawing out my nature with his hands, yearning, I'm so thirsty for his power, burning to be worthy of his land.
Wearing purple, wearing purple. Start wearing purple for me now. All your sanity and wits, they will all vanish, I promise. It's just a matter of time. So yeah. Since you were a 20, I was 20, and thought that some years from now, a purple little, little lady will be perfect for dirty old and useless clown. So yeah, from Diogenes to the Fuko, from Ложечкин to Паспарту. И я клянусь о вас в два пальца, что ты, а? Что музыка пошла от звука в ну. You start wearing purple. Why don't you start wearing purple?
Start wearing purple for me.
Go Go Bordello. Now, that's a name for a band. I matter of fact, where'd he even come up with a name like that? But that was cool.
Oh, it's from Gogol.
From Gogol.
Gogol. Nikolai Gogol.
Is that the guy's name?
No. He's a writer, a Russian writer.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gogol. I thought they were just making something up. And you see, look, it's just about over. And that didn't hurt a bit, did it?
No, it was fun, actually.
Isn't it amazing? The guest today, Verit Shemtov, and she's been picking the tunes, all of them. And who was that we just heard from, Verit?
So this was,
well, was Gogol Bordello.
Bordello, right. Yeah.
And what was the name of that tune?
Start Wearing Purple. And it's one of the happiest, funnest songs I know.
Yeah, they got that same kind of energy that Balkan Beatbox does.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Who you'll see tonight, so.
Well, I actually saw them in concert, and it was a lot of fun.
I bet.
Extremely recommended. Yeah.
I'll bet. And then before then, it was a special shout-out to your daughter, right?
No, that was actually for my son.
Oh, there you go, right.
Yeah, yeah. New Soul was for my daughter, but Water...
from Lauryn Hill.
Right, is my son's favorite.
He picked that one?
He picked.
What's your son's name?
Noam.
Shout-out to Noam from Lauryn Hill and your mom. And if folks want to get a hold of you about the songs you picked or your work here at Stanford, or is there any way they can get a hold of you to do that?
Yeah, they can email me.
What's your email?
vshemtov@stanford.edu.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
And please come back.
Okay, I will. I'd love to.
What are we going to go out with?
So... the last song is What a Wonderful World, and I love it because it's extremely positive.
World could use some of that right now.
And the world can use some of that, but I picked the version of it that I heard from someone who's very special someone in my life now. And
sounds like somebody you're going steady with.
Yeah, and it's... Nick Cave's version of What a Wonderful World. And I like the combination of Nick Cave. Usually have really depressing music, and this mm-hmm. is a very positive song.
So. Any particular shout-outs, names you want to throw out there?
No.
Okay. Remain anonymous. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, why? The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What then? Babies cry, I watch them grow,
they'll learn much more than I'll ever know,
and I think to myself.
myself. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.